Happy New Year, and welcome to Courtially Insane with Life Strategist Tyra. Today, I want to talk to you about resolutions. People say, oh, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution to do this, to do that, to lose weight, to be a better person. So I don't personally believe in resolution, making New Year's resolutions. I think that you can choose to elevate yourself at any point, at any time. You don't have to wait for a new year. You don't have to wait for a Monday to start your diet or to whatever it is that you want to do. I think that we should, life is about consistently evolving into a better version of yourself. Now, of course, everyone is non-evolving, and that's when people become stuck and stagnated. And you see that in people that you know, they refuse to grow. Because in order to grow, you have to accept that something's not right. And that's when ego comes into play. It's a big thing about evolution. Evolution of the mind. We're not talking about biological evolution. We're talking about mental evolution. You can't evolve mentally if you don't first accept that you need to. So where people get stagnated is either they don't accept that they need to, or that they accept that they need to, but they don't know how to. Or they fear what's on the other side. They sit so much in their own misery. And they're comfortable with it because they don't have to manage it. They're used to it. And they're afraid of stepping on the other side because they don't know what's on the other side. What does it look like? And I think most times they think it's worse than what it is now. So it's like, oh, I'm going to start a diet. But then, no, I'm not really going to start it because, well, what if I lose weight, then gain it back? I think that's a big fear for that one. Or what if I start a new job and then I lose it? You know, those type of things. So it's always that negative self-talk that usually keep people from evolving mentally. Because mentally is how you evolve first. And then you evolve in your actions and your body and everything else. But first, you have to evolve in your mind. And that's the same thing we talk about, people with a certain mindset. A growth mindset or a stuck mindset. It's the same thing. So it doesn't matter if it's a new year or not. New year's resolutions or whatever. You should always be evolving into a better version of who you were yesterday, who you were last year. I always like to review myself in 10-year increments. So I always say, okay, 10 years ago, what was I doing? And then I go back from there, and I calculate, add up all the things that I did, all the things I accomplished. I don't even worry about the things I didn't accomplish, because that'll tell you now, I'll focus on what I did accomplish. And then I set new goals for myself, you know, to make sure I make up some things maybe I didn't accomplish, or a lot of times things that you wanted to accomplish, they wasn't as important to begin with. And so with every year is where I set a goal of things I want to accomplish, not just that year, probably the next 10 years or so, and then I go down the list. Usually I end up doing my first top 10. Usually. And everything else that's on that list, if I end up skipping it, sometimes I come back to it, sometimes I don't, because I deem it not necessary. And so, instead of making resolutions every year, what you should do is just consistently be on a path to evolve. This is my first podcast of the new year. I've been kind of sick this year. So please keep me lifted up in your prayers. I appreciate it. Send me positive vibe, positive energy. I appreciate all that. And I wish you a wonderful year, a prosperous year going forward. Thank you for tuning in to Equestrian Saying. Be blessed.